long-acting, grand-tasting dentifrice with the fresh minty tang presents The Billy Burke Show. Friends, why don't you enter the Listerine Toothpaste Contest and win gorgeous nylons of note by Holeproof? Listerine Toothpaste is giving away 12 pairs of nylons of note by Holeproof as first prize, 4 more prizes of 6 pairs each, and 10 extra prizes of 2 pairs each. There's a different contest every week, but there are only 3 more contest weeks to go, so send in your entry today. A little later, I'll give you the simple rules for the contest. Right now, here are the 5 top winners of the 6th week's contest. First prize, 12 pairs of nylons of note by Holeproof went to Mrs. C.A. Grosskopf of Pflugerville, Texas. 6 pairs went to Mrs. Charles Alpaw of Princeton, Illinois. Another 6 pairs to Frederica Gillis of Garner, Iowa. Still another 6 pairs were won by Mrs. Helen Rudolph of Otisco, Minnesota. And 6 more pairs went to Mrs. Roland Barillot of Marrero, Louisiana. Listerine Toothpaste extends sincere congratulations. And here she is, that smiling, bright morning star, our Miss Leading Lady, Miss Billy Burke.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Now let's look in at the little white house on Sunnyview Drive. Brother Julius is working in his shop behind the garage when Miss Burke appears in the doorway.
Hello, Julius.
Huh? Oh, hello, Billy.
Julius.
What do you want?
It's a lovely day.
Yes, I know that.
Julius.
What?
You know, you seem to get younger every day.
Thank you. Now, please go.
And you're so intelligent, you're almost human.
That's fine. Now, will you...
Oh, wait, Julius.
Billy Burke, what's going on? What do you want?
Well, I want to talk to you. Don't be so impatient. After all, I'm your own flesh and bones.
All right. What is it? What do you want to talk about?
It's something important. I'm crooking up an idea.
You're crooking up an idea?
Yes.
It's a great start.
Julius, I need $500.
Five? What for?
Well, the children in the neighborhood need a playground so they won't be out in the street. You know, a place with swings and shoot the shooties and merry-go-rounds and a nice big place to play.
Well, you can't build one of those things for $500.
Oh, yes, I can. Mr. Judson, he will let us use his vacant lot, and for $500 I can get all the things for it. Everything is all arranged and ready. I've taken care of all the details, and all I need is just that little teeny-weeny $500.
There's nothing teeny-weeny about $500. That's a lot of money.
Oh, but think what it will mean to the children. They'll be safe and they'll have so much fun.
I know, Billy, and it's a good idea. But I don't have the $500 to spare. Why don't you go and talk to Colonel Fitz across the street? He's in the dough.
In the dough, all over, with his feet?
In the money. One over. Put the bite on him.
I don't understand. Put the bite on him. Heavens, he'd never give it to me if I bit him.
No. Talk to him. Ask him.
Oh, all right. Well, why didn't you say that in the first place? Sometimes your grammar is Confucius. My goodness. For $500, Colonel Fitz, we can build a lovely playground with swings and slides and just everything. Don't you think it's a good idea?
Well, I'm afraid I'm too old for that sort of thing, Miss Burke.
I don't expect you to go down the slides, Colonel Fitz. This is for the children of the neighborhood.
Oh, for the little tots.
Yes.
A fine idea, Miss Burke, except I don't have any children.
Oh, well, let's not split hairpins. Your children, somebody else's children. What's the difference? The little darlings need a place to play, to ventilate their energy.
Well, $500 is a lot of money.
Well,
I tell you what I'll do. You go talk to that old skinflint Guthrie. If he'll put up half, I'll put up the other half.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Colonel Fitz. Well, let's see. Half of $500 is, $250. I figured that out in my head.
I'll get my check.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, things are coming back to normal. The factories are making everything, it seems.
Really?
Yes, Julia says you can even get rubber checks. Of course, it's probably anesthetic rubber, you know.
I doubt it. You know, come to think of it, Miss Burke, I'll just keep this check until Guthrie puts up his half.
But Colonel Fitz...
When Guthrie puts up his 250, I'll put up mine.
Oh.
I couldn't trust that tight wad as far as I could throw a Greyhound bus.
You wouldn't? Oh, I would.
I'll still keep my check right here until I see Guthrie's money.
All right, Colonel Fitz, but I thought you trusted everybody.
Whatever made you think that?
Because Julius always says you're a regular confidence man. Hello, Mr. Guthrie.
Well, how do you do, Miss Burke? To what happy whim of fate do I owe the incomparable pleasure of this unexpected visit?
Oh, my, Mr. Guthrie. Such a gallant welcome. You sound like that poet, Oscar the Wilde.
Well, I do have an eye for a lovely lady.
Yes.
What can I do for you, Miss Burke?
You see, I'm raising some money for a children's playground, and...
Excuse me.
Oh,
hello? Oh, hello, sweetie lamb. What? Why, well, I don't know. Billy Burke's in the office. I'll ask her. Miss Burke, is toothpaste a hyphenated word?
Hyphenated?
Yes, is there a hyphen in toothpaste?
Oh, well, I don't know. I never found one in mine.
Hello, sugar doll. No, dear, no hyphen. Goodbye, love. Poor Alice. She can't spell.
Oh, well, isn't it a shame? Alice had to leave college in her last year.
Now, about this money.
Yes, you see, I want to build a playground for...
Excuse me.
Goodness.
Hello? Yes, Petty Pie.
Heaven.
How do you spell nylon? Well, just a moment, darling. Poor Alice, she simply can't spell. How do you spell nylon, Miss Burke? Is it N-I-E or N-E-I?
Nylon, let me see. Why?
Oh, naturally. It's Y, dear. N-Y-L-O-N. Goodbye, sweet. I suppose you know what Alice is doing, Miss Burke.
Oh, yes. Well, think of it, Mr. Guthrie. 12 pairs of nylons. That's almost a dozen.
Yes. What were we talking about?
The playground. All I need is $250. But...
Excuse me, Miss Burke.
Oh, yes.
Hello? Yes, Diddy Doll. Is there a Y in Listerine, too? Honey Bunch, look on the box. The box. B-O-C-K-S. Goodbye, dear.
Alice seems to be having trouble.
She doesn't have trouble saying why she likes Listerine toothpaste in 25 words, if she could only spell them. Now, what do you want the money for, Miss Burke?
A playground, P-L-A-Y-G-O. Well, good heavens, now I'm doing it.
$250 is quite a lot of money.
Oh, but it's for a good cause, Mr. Guthrie. Think of it, a whole playground with flies and Peter Totterers for all the children in the neighborhood.
Not a bad idea. We could charge admission.
Admission?
Why not? 10 cents a head.
Oh, well, that wouldn't work. The children would want to get more than their heads in. You mean charge them to use the slides and things?
It might be quite a paying proposition.
Oh, no, Mr. Guthrie. The playground is to be free. In fact, I'm going to call it the Free for All.
Who's putting up the other 250?
Your old friend, Colonel Fitz. You know, Fitzy.
That old windbag? All right, if Fitz will put up 250, I'll put up 250.
But he says he'll put his 250 up if you put up yours.
Aha. He's trying to pull a fast one, huh? Not 1 cent do I put in until I see his money.
Oh, but who's going to put up the money first so that the other one can see it?
Not me. You show me his check and you can have mine.
Well, I'll ask him, but I know what he's going to say.
No, no.
But somebody has to put up the money. First, oh, Colonel Finn.
It won't be me. I know that, Guthrie. Probably trying to pull one of his slick deals. Well, he won't catch me.
He's not trying to catch anybody. He just wants to see your check.
All right, I want to see his. Guthrie is a crook. As far as I'm concerned, we can simply forget about the whole thing.
But we must have the playground. We can't forget about
it. Then show me Guthrie's money.
Oh, why do you men have to be so bully-headed?
Well, now, what are you going to do?
I'm going home and think. And when I start thinking, something is going to happen.
Your office, Billy?
Yes, I'm home, Daisy.
You don't sound too bright. Something wrong?
Oh, I'm mad at men.
At men? That takes in a lot of people.
Well, I'm mad at two men in particular, that Mr. Guthrie and that Colonel Fitz. I'll show them. I'll think of something.
While you was gone, a couple of little boys came to the door and they wanted to know how the playground was going.
Oh, poor darlings. Well, I'm going to build that playground, Daisy, if I have to resort to despicable measures. If Mr. Guthrie and Colonel Fitz are going to be stubborn, they'll wish they hadn't. I'll show them two can play as cheaply as one.
Well, Billy, how'd you come out?
Oh, not so good. As sailors say, I ran into a snood.
It's a snood? You mean a snag.
Oh, snag, snood, no, it's all the same. Mr. Guthrie won't put up his money until the Colonel puts up his, and Colonel Fitz won't give me his check until he sees Mr. Guthrie's money. It's so ridiculous, just a tempest in a tea room.
You shouldn't have told Guthrie that Fitz was in on it. Well, they're having one of their annual feuds.
Oh, fiddlesticks on their old feud. I'll get them together, somehow.
You want to be careful, Billy. You get those two in the same room and there'll be a fight.
Fight?
Billy Burke, what are you thinking about?
I have an inspiration.
Now, look, none of your willy-nilly ideas.
Oh, you wait, Julius. This is a willy-nilly dilly.
Friends, there are only 3 weeks left in the Listerine Toothpaste Contest, the easy contest in which the prizes are beautiful nylons of note by Holdproof. So send in your entry today. Here are the rules. One, complete the following sentence in 25 words or less. I like Listerine Toothpaste because... Two, write or print your entry together with your name, address, and stocking size. Be sure to also include your leg length, short, medium, or long. Three, enclose the side or facsimile of the side of a Listerine Toothpaste box. But, and this is important, the side you enclose must be the one that carries the good housekeeping seal. Mail your entry, as many entries as you like, to Listerine Contest, Post Office Box 491, Times Square, New York 18, New York. Remember, first prize is a dozen pairs of nylons of note by Holdproof, four other prizes of six pairs each, and 10 more prizes of two pairs apiece. Well, Miss Burke's plan to build a playground for the neighborhood youngsters has run into financial problems. Mr. Guthrie and Colonel Fitz were going to advance $250 apiece, but each has insisted the other put up his money first. However, Miss Burke seems to think she's found a solution.
Billy Burke, where are you going?
I am off to see the lizard. Two lizards, in fact.
Lizard? Now, wait a minute.
I'm going to see Mr. Guthrie and Colonel Fitz simply because their having a feud isn't going to keep the children from having a playground. I'm going to outsmart them.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to show them that I'm not the babe in the woodpile that they think.
Now, just a minute, Billy. Think. Remember what always happens when you get these wild ideas.
But there's nothing wild about this idea. I'm simply going to fight fire with fire water.
Tell me what you're up to. Come on.
I'm going to get the $500 for that playground.
How?
Well, you just bridle your time. Everything comes to him who's the waiter.
I know Guthrie and Colonel Fitz, and I'll just bet you that you don't get the money.
Oh, well, you wait and see. Remember the old Greek proverb, Julius, my time is your time. Mr. Guthrie, I'm back again.
Well, did that old baboon put up his money?
Baboon? Oh, Colonel Fitz. No, he didn't. You know, Mr. Guthrie, when I told him what you said, he simply flew into a tizzy.
A what?
A tizzy. That's something like a transom.
Oh, he did, huh? The conniving old coot.
I'm surprised at Colonel Fitz, Mr. Guthrie. Goodness, he said some dreadful things about you.
About me? Mm. What did he say?
Oh, I couldn't repeat them. Makes me shudder. To think he'd say such thing behind your face.
Well, what did he say? Tell me.
No, I couldn't.
Well, very well, then. Let it go.
Don't you want to hear it?
Oh, indeed, I do.
Well, don't breathe this to a simple soul, but Colonel Fitz said he wouldn't trust you as far as he could throw a bus.
What?
Yes, and furthermore, he thinks you're a skinny flint.
He calls me a skin flint?
Now, don't do anything rational, Mr. Guthrie. Remember, Colonel Fitz is a great big man.
I'm not afraid of him. Why, I'll mutilate that two-faced old crook.
Oh, you don't mean that really, Mr. Guthrie.
I do mean it. I'll hammer that bean pole down to a fire plug.
No, you're just joking. You'll forget all about it.
Forget about it,
mm-hmm.
Huh? Listen, I'll be out at Fitz's house in 15 minutes, and we'll see then who's joking.
Goodness, you frightened me, Mr. Guthrie. Oh, I think I'll run along. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, dear, 15 minutes. Well, I'll have to hustle, bustle, rustle. Goodness.
Well, Miss Burke, what did old Guthrie say?
Oh, Colonel Fitz, I can't tell you. It was too dreadful.
Wouldn't put up his money, eh? I thought as
well. Well, it wasn't that. It was a perfectly awful thing, as he said about you.
About me?
I don't think he's your friend.
What did he say?
He intimated that you were dishonest.
Intimated?
Yes, he said you were a crook with two faces.
Why, that old weasel.
He's coming out here to hammer you into a fire plug.
A fire plug?
I thought you should know.
Well, let him come. I'll show him.
There he is at the door. I'll go out the back way, Colonel Fitz.
No need to fear. I'll handle him in short notice.
Don't fight in the house, Colonel.
Hello, Fitz, you scoundrel.
I've been waiting for you, Guthrie. Put up your fist. I'm going to punch you right in the nose.
Oh, you think so, huh? Come out the yard, Fitz.
Put up your fist. I'm coming at you, Guthrie.
Boys, stop.
Oh, who's that?
Heavens, Mr. Guthrie, and you, Colonel Fitz, fighting out in the front yard like common raggedy muffins? Oh, shame on you.
Stand aside, Miss Burke.
Don't try to protect him, Miss Burke. I'm going to...
Oh, no, you're not. Now, you both listen to me. If you're going to fight, you must fight like gentlemen and scholars. Haven't you heard of the Marquess and Queensberry?
Just let me at him.
Now, hush. I know you boys can make a real nice fight and settle your drudge and everything. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. Daisy? Oh, Daisy! Oh, hurry, Daisy. I have wonderful news. Oh, everything's turned out splendidly, Daisy. We have to hurry and put some mattresses out in the backyard.
Mattresses in the backyard? What for?
For the wrestling match. Groaning Guthrie versus Furious Fitz.
You mean them two men go wrestle against each other in the backyard?
Absolutely. Isn't it wonderful? With the flowers growing all around, it'll be just like Madison Square Garden.
Oh, you kidding, Miss Billy?
Kidding? Heavens no. We're going to have a real middleweight wrestling match. I'm sure that's what it will be. They both have all their weight around the middle.
Well, I'm all out the mattresses, but I still don't get it.
Well, there's nothing to get, Daisy, except the mattresses. Oh, it's simplicity myself. Mr. Guthrie and Colonel Fitz were mad at each other, and one wouldn't put up money for the playground until the other did, so I sort of, brought them together, you know. Now they're going to settle their feud with a wrestling match. The loser puts up the $500 for the playground.
That's what's going to happen? No fooling?
No fooling. I thought it up all by myself.
What's all this about a wrestling match?
Oh, Julius, I have the money for the playground.
Where is it?
Well, I mean, I have it digitally speaking.
Oh.
Mr. Guthrie is going to wrestle Colonel Fitz in the backyard. The one who gets pinned to the mattress pays for the playground.
No!
Yes, it's all arranged. The bout starts at 7 o'clock this evening. Isn't that nice? Let's call it... Groaning in the morning, in the gloaming. Groaning in the gloaming. Now, let me get it right.
This beats anything I ever heard of. How did you cook it up?
I didn't cook anything. I simply told Mr. Guthrie what Colonel Fitz said and told Colonel Fitz what Mr. Guthrie said. And first thing you know, they were doing what comes naturally.
Fitz and Guthrie wrestling. You know, Billy, sometimes I think you're a genius.
Really?
Yeah, other times I think other things.
What?
Who's going to referee?
Oh, I am. You're going to be the umpire and clock watcher, and Davy is going to be the press.
That's where I'm going to be the press.
Mm-hmm, the press. You're going to be the reporter and photographer. I bought some films for the brownie so you can take pictures. This is going to be a big wrestling match. We have to have all the trimmings.
Leaping lizards? We ought to sell tickets. Why, we could get a $1,000 gate.
Well, there's no use in paying that much for a gate. No. Besides, it must be absolutely private. No audience participation. Now, you and Daisy get the mattresses down from upstairs. I have to phone the playground equipment company and tell them to deliver our slides and swings and things.
Wait a minute. You better wait until you get the money. What if something goes wrong?
What could go wrong, Julius?
Well, what if they change their minds and don't wrestle?
They won't. They're mad at each other. Ooh, they're going to fight like two tummy pussies.
Come on, Billy. Come on. Fitz and Guthrie are ready.
Gracious, I'm all in a fluster. How do you referee a wrestling match, Julius?
Oh, don't ask me. It's your idea. Come on.
All right. Good evening, Colonel Fitz. Mr. Guthrie.
Let's get on with the match. I'm raring to go.
I'm going
to
take you apart.
Oh, now, boys. Be nice. I'm the referee, and when I say don't do something, you don't do it. Is that clear?
Yes.
Now, no fair biting or scratching, remember that. Just use good, clean stranglehold. And remember, the one who loses has to pay the $500 for the playground. Is that clear?
Yes, we understand.
Let's wrestle. Let's go.
All right. In this corner, in the beige trunks, we have the muscular monster, Emil Guthrie.
Thank you.
And in this corner, in the chartreuse trunk, we have that swordfish fighter, Colonel Fitz.
All right,
Davis, ring the bell.
Come on, go after him, Guthrie.
Now I'm going to get you, Fitz. Your goose is cooked.
Just let me get my hands on you.
Now, be nice, boys. Goodness, don't keep walking around each other. You're making me dizzy. Gracious, somebody wrestle somebody.
Well, I just wait till I get hold of it.
Come on, Fitz. Give him the old hat. Oh. Ow!
Colonel Fitz, you stop. You're hurting him.
Leave him alone, Billy. Crawl out of it, Guthrie. Come on, give him a toehold.
Julius, stop telling them those things to do.
Ow!
Mr. Guthrie, are you biting him?
Yes, I've got him now. Oh, no, I haven't.
Watch him, Billy. Guthrie's down.
I'm not down. He's down.
Oh, heavens, I can't tell who's down. They're all mixed up.
Well, somebody's down.
It's not me.
My shoulders aren't down.
Well, I can't tell who's who. Is that your foot, Mr. Guthrie?
No, it's not mine.
Well, it's not mine either.
Well, good. Heavens, whose is it?
Come on, wrestle.
I can't move. Let go of me, Fitz.
You let go of me first.
Well, gracious, somebody let go. How did you get so all tangled up?
What a wrestling match. Come on, fight.
Well, how can they wrestle, Julius? They don't even know which one is which.
Get me out of this, somebody.
This is ridiculous. Where is my other hand?
That's my hand.
Oh, Julius, come and help. We have to sort them out.
Good night.
Oh.
What a mess.
Oh, goodness. But there are too many feet for just two men. Maybe we'd better count them. One.
Whose idea was this, anyway?
Wasn't my idea.
Well, it's a lot of foolishness. Help me out of here.
Well, we're trying. Come on, take a hold of that foot, Billy.
Goodness.
We'll push it under this knee.
Well, what will I do with this arm? There's an elbow here that doesn't belong to anybody.
Well, do something, Billy. Pull!
There now. All the parts came out even.
Oh, my back.
And my knee.
Are you all through wrestling?
Yes.
Definitely.
But who won?
Nobody. We'll call it a draw, huh, Guthrie?
A draw?
Oh, you can't do that. Who'll pay the $500 for the playground?
Nobody. Nothing was said about a draw. Nobody wins, nobody pays.
Exactly right, old man.
Well, Billy, I told you something had happened. Now, what are you going to do?
Oh, well, we can buy a few things for the playground, I think.
Where do you get the money? Not from us.
No, not from you. From the newspaper. Daisy, did you get the pictures?
I took the whole roll. That should be the greatest wrestling match in history.
Oh, splendid. Well, we'll sell them to the newspapers for a few pitiful pennies, I suppose. Goodbye, Mr. Guthrie. Goodbye, Colonel Fitz.
Just a moment. Hold on. I won't have those ridiculous pictures in the paper.
Make us the laughing stock of the town.
Well, the picture's off the sale, gentlemen. Do I hear any offer?
I'll give you $50.
You will not have any pictures of me for $50. I'll give you $100.
Oh, a blackmailer, huh? $500.
$1,000.
You crook, Guthrie!
Now, quiet, both of you. Here's what we'll do. If you'll each contribute $500 to the playground, I'll flash the camera. Now then, nobody will see the pictures. Is it a bargain? I'm putting the camera in for nothing.
It's robbery, but I'll pay.
Me too. Where's that camera?
All right, Julius. You can jump on the camera.
A brand new brownie.
Come on, Julius, jump. Jump. There we are.
Now we'll go in the house and write the checks. Come along, chump.
I'm coming.
It serves them right, Billy. If they'd have shelled out their money in the first place, they'd have been all right.
Julius, am I doing a bad thing?
No, indeed. The kids need the playground, and those guys can afford it. Take their money.
But, Julius, I just remembered something.
What?
Please don't tell a simple soul, will you?
What?
I forgot to put the film in the camera.
Friends, get in the Listerine contest now and win nylons of note by Holproof. There are only 3 more weeks to go. Here are the simple rules again. 1, complete the following sentence in 25 words or less. I like Listerine toothpaste because. 2, write or print your entry together with your name, address, and stocking size. Be sure to also include your leg length, short, medium, or long. 3, enclose the side or facsimile of the side of a Listerine toothpaste box. But, and this is important, the side you enclose must be the one that carries the Good Housekeeping seal. Mail your entry to Listerine Contest, Post Office Box 491, Times Square, New York 18, New York. Independent judges will award prizes for originality, interest, and sincerity. Duplicate prizes in case of ties. Judge's decision will be final and no entries will be returned. All entries and ideas submitted become the property of Lambert Pharmacal Company. The contest is open to all except employees of Lambert Pharmacal Company and associated companies. Why not get in this easy contest today? Mail your entry to Listerine Contest, Post Office Box 491, Times Square, New York 18, New York.
Goodbye, everybody, till next Saturday. And remember, to always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
The show is produced by Axel Groenberg. Today's story was written by Paul West. The part of Daisy is played by Lillian Randall, and Earl Ross is our Julian. Music is under the direction of Carl Bonowitz. Tune in again next Saturday when the makers of Listerine Toothpaste again present The Billy Burke Show. For the best in Saturday listening, don't forget, let's pretend Billy Burke Show and Armstrong's Theater of Today.
This is Emil Guthrie speaking.
Or if you prefer, Colonel Vitz.
Both of which are really your announcer, Marvin Miller. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.